Testimonies of the Book of Mormon. Church leaders testify of the Book of Mormon. President Gordon B. Hinckley. Believe in the Book of Mormon as another witness of the Son of God. This book has come forth as an added testimony to the world of the great truths concerning the Master as set forth in the Bible. The Bible is the testament of the old world. The Book of Mormon is the testament of the new world, and they go hand in hand in testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't understand why those of other faiths cannot accept the Book of Mormon. One would think that they would be looking for additional witnesses to the great and solemn truths of the Bible. We have that witness, my brothers and sisters, this marvelous book of inspiration, which affirms the validity and the truth of the divine nature of the Son of God. God be thanked for this precious and wonderful testimony. Let us read it. Let us dwell upon its truths. Let us learn its message and be blessed accordingly. Meeting, Baltimore, Maryland, 15th of November, 1998. Quoted in Recurring Themes of President Hinckley, Ensign, June 2000, pages 18 to 19. President James E. Faust, second counselor in the first presidency. A keystone keeps an arch in place. Without a keystone, the whole arch will collapse. Why is the Book of Mormon the keystone of our religion? Because it is central to our history and theology. It is the text for this dispensation. Nothing took priority over getting the Book of Mormon translated and published. Everything was held until that was accomplished. There were no apostles until it came into being. 10 days after the book's publication, the church was organized. Publication of the Book of Mormon preceded missionary work, because Samuel Smith needed to have it in hand before he could go forward as the first missionary of the church. Section 17 and 20 of the Doctrine and Covenants indicate that the brethren could not fully know the divinity of the latter-day work until the Book of Mormon was translated. May our testimonies ring forth with power and authority and conviction concerning Joseph Smith, the greatest prophet who has ever lived, and concerning the Book of Mormon, which he brought forth. Joseph Smith and the Book of Mormon, Ensign, January 1996, page 7. Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The Book of Mormon is the most remarkable book in the world from a doctrinal, historical, or philosophical point of view. Its integrity has been assailed with senseless fury for over 170 years. Yet its position and influence today are more impregnable than ever. The Book of Mormon did not come forth as a curiosity. It was written with a definite purpose, a purpose to be felt by every reader. From the title page, we read that it was written to the convincing of the Jew and Gentile that Jesus is the Christ, the eternal God, manifesting himself unto all nations. The message it contains is a witness for Christ and teaches the love of God for all mankind. Its purpose is to bring people to accept Jesus as the Christ. The book tells of the actual visit of Christ to ancient America and records the teachings and instructions he gave in clarity and great power to the people. The Book of Mormon substantiates the Bible in its teachings of the Savior, speaks of Christ more than any other subject, and teaches that our Savior is the Redeemer and Atoner of mankind, constantly emphasizing that he is the central figure in God's plan of salvation. This divine record makes converts to its message and to his church, which teaches it. Joseph Smith the Prophet, Ensign, December 2001, page 28. Elder Russell M. Nelson, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Joseph Smith declared the Book of Mormon to be the most correct of any book on earth, and the keystone of our religion. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 461. It is the only book that the Lord himself has testified to be true. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 17, verse 6. Each individual who prayerfully studies the Book of Mormon can also receive a testimony of its divinity. See Moroni chapter 10, verses 4 through 5. In addition, this book can help with personal problems in a very real way. Do you want to get rid of a bad habit? Do you want to improve relationships in your family? Do you want to increase your spiritual capacity? Read the Book of Mormon. It will bring you closer to the Lord and His loving power. He who fed a multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes, He who helped the blind to see and the lame to walk, can also bless you. He has promised that those who live by the precepts of this book shall receive a crown of eternal life. Doctrine and Covenant, section 20, verse 14. A Testimony of the Book of Mormon, Ensign, November 1999, pages 70 to 71. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The Book of Mormon, above all other books that I know of, is the greatest source we have for answers to real life problems. How many times peace has come into the lives of those who are struggling with real problems when they read the Book of Mormon? The examples of spiritual guidance that emanate from the book are without number. My love for the Book of Mormon is ever increasing. It seems that every time I read from it, new light flows to me from its pages. I love this sacred and choice book. In We Add Our Witness, Ensign, March 1989, pages 8 to 9. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. It is not sufficient that the Book of Mormon be just physically in our homes. Its principles must be captured in our minds and hearts. Through consistent reading, prayerful pondering, and conscientious application, its teachings will become an essential part of the fabric of our lives. What does the Book of Mormon mean to you? Has it been a source of inspiration and power in your life? Will it continue to be? If you have not yet drunk deeply from this fountain of pure truth, with all of my soul I encourage you to do so now. Don't let the consistent study of the Book of Mormon be one of the things that you intend to do, but never quite accomplish. Begin today. I bear witness that it can become a personal Urim and Thummim in your life. The Power of the Book of Mormon in My Life, Ensign, October 1984, page 11. End of the article, Testimonies of the Book of Mormon, Church Leaders Testify of the Book of Mormon.